Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Today is our parish celebration of All Saints Day. All Saints Day officially comes on November 1st, also known as the day after Halloween, the day when kids are crying or their parents are hoping that they will eventually come down off that sugar high. Today is our parish celebration of All Saints. We move it to a Sunday when we can all be together because it's an important day. This is a day when we remember the people who have gone before us in the faith. It's a day when we get to sing that beautiful song that we just sang, "I Sing a Song of the Saints of God," and that always makes me think of my kids, because that second verse they always sang, "One was a soldier, and one was a beast, and one was slain by a fierce wild priest." And for some reason, my kids thought that was just hilarious. They still do. But like these big days in our church life, and this is a biggie, these big days always bring questions for us faithful people to ask ourselves. These big days are a moment to check in with ourselves. This day brings us a couple of questions that I've been thinking about. What's a saint? What is a saint? And the second question is, what have they got to do with you and with me? So what's a saint? It's a hard question to answer because all the saints are all so different. They're as different as all y'all and me and everybody else is. They're all unique. What's a saint, though? We start to figure out, listen to this prayer from our Easter Vigil service. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Can I get an amen? A saint is just someone who remembers that prayer, no matter what, at all times and in all places. The world, crazy and wacky and disordered as it seems, saints are the ones who remember God's up to something. Saints are the ones who remember all things really are being brought to their perfection by the one through whom all things were made. It's happening, and saints are the ones who can see it even in the midst of all this. Saints are the ones who can help us see it too. A saint is someone remarkably able to live a kingdom of God life in the everyday of right here and right now. In a world that sometimes seems to be suffering from a colossal, giant case of attention deficit disorder, a saint is just someone who can keep focus on the main thing. All things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made. That's saints. That's what a saint is. But what about us, and what have they got to say to us? Sounds like being a saint is kind of a full-time job. And we've got demands on our lives. They come at us fast and furious. It's all well and good for St. Francis of Assisi to walk around barefoot, talking to birds, thinking about the kingdom of God all day long. But us, we got stuff to do. We've got cases to try, patients to see, reports to write, lessons to prepare, buildings to build, deals to seal, contracts to keep, customers to keep happy, merchandise to move, and books to balance, and more. The average American will spend between 80 and 100,000 hours of their life at work. We're busy. How do you be a saint in the middle of all that? How can saints even speak into that? It's hard to keep your eyes on the big eternal picture when you're just trying to make it to Friday. How do we address this? Because it's not healthy and it's not good. In a world of work without end, where our jobs are never farther away than our cell phones, how do we balance our working lives and a saintly life, a life of discipline and faith? Well, sometimes, and everybody does this, but it's important to notice it, because sometimes we just do it automatically without thinking. Sometimes we just separate those things. Sometimes we just cut them and separate them. Sunday's Sunday, the rest is the rest. And you do one thing one time and another thing completely different the other time. And this can get us through for a while, maybe week by week, but it doesn't lead to an integrated life. It doesn't lead to a life that's in congruence with itself. A life where what we do deeply reflects our most important values. Separating them probably won't work, not for too long. Sometimes we take another tack. Sometimes our faith becomes something that we kind of squeeze into our life of work. Our faith is there to make us better at work. Our faith is a little time, a kind of a breather, a respite, an inspiring, quiet time when we can take a breath so that we can be more productive out there in the real world. And that works too, for a while. But all the saints are here to remind us that gets things backwards. In a life of discipleship, in a life where we're committed to living into our baptismal vows, surely God and our relationship with Him comes first. And it's not there to make us better at something else. It's there for its own sake. How do we do it? How do we bring integrity to our lives of faith and work? This All Saints Day, that's just on my mind. There's a beginning of an answer in that prayer that we prayed at the beginning here. We take time to remember. We take guarded, deliberate time to remember the big story. The story that all things are being brought to their perfection. The big story that we remember when we gather here and hear again and again, week by week, the words of Scripture. When we gather here and worship God, lay our lives before Him. The answer lies in, instead of fitting our faith into our life of work, we find ways to put our work, our everyday ordinary work, into the cosmic, beautiful, huge story of faith. When we do that, we start to see things. We start to see things more clearly. First of all, we see that despite how it feels sometimes, work is good. It's part of who we are. It's not punishment for something we did wrong. It's part of how we were made. God made us, Genesis says, to tend his garden. We started out as nudist vegetarian gardeners. We have gifts from God that enable us to take on that task. God enables us to be responsible and creative and intelligent in our work. When we look at the big picture, we remember God invites us to be co-creators with him. Creation is still happening. The beauty of creation is still unfolding, and we get to help because God made us that way. We get to help in our day-to-day stuff. Here's an exercise to start seeing the divine significance of your work. On Friday afternoon, or whenever your work week finishes up, sit down in a quiet place and ask yourself, what exists now that didn't exist when I started my week? Maybe what exists now is new knowledge in the mind of a child that you taught. Maybe what exists now is a retirement plan for someone who was overwhelmed by their finances. Maybe what exists now is security in a child that needed guidance through a difficult situation. Maybe what exists now is a nice little wooden cabinet when at the beginning of the week all there was a pile of lumber. What exists at the end of the week that didn't exist at the beginning of the week? What did you help God create this week? And that's a divine calling. When we remember our big story, our story also reminds us of some realities. Our story reminds us that somehow that relationship with God, that relationship of innocence, was broken by us, and we're still wounded by that, and that touches everything in life, work included. Sometimes work is just hard, and sometimes the world really seems broken. But our big story also reminds us of God's relentless quest to put that right. God doesn't just create, he heals. And when we mess things up, he steps in to restore them. And he invites us to work alongside him in that healing process. So here's another Friday afternoon exercise. Ask yourself, look over your week, and if you ask yourself the question, I bet you'll find some answers. Ask yourself, how have I helped bring healing into the world this week? Maybe you help by helping to restore justice after a crime. Or maybe you've helped bring healing in a smile restored in your dentist's chair. And I'm looking at Barry McBurnett, and we have several dentists around, so I wanted to throw that one in. Maybe you've brought healing in your child's confidence restored as you walked with her through a challenging time at school. Take time to think of the big picture. Take time to ask, how am I cooperating with God? How am I helping God bring healing into a broken world? It's all healing, and it's all cooperation with Him, and it's all divine work. Your place of work can be a place of creation and healing. Sometimes you just have to look at it that way. I'd love to be invited into your workplace. Sometimes during the summer, I offer this up as a take a priest to work day. So would Milton and Matthew and William and Frank. We'd love to see what your work life is like. You spend upwards of 40 hours a week there, all the time that you're not in here. We'd love to see your work day and what it's like, its challenges and its rewards. We'd love to experience that with you, to know where you are and how you spend that time. And if nothing I'm saying is making sense to you, if you're having trouble seeing creation or healing in your work, maybe we can talk. God gives us gifts, and He invites us to take part in His big story, His ongoing story of creation and redemption, making and healing. When we can see our work not as something separate, when we can see our work as part of His story, all those hours can become something sacred, something we offer at the altar with ourselves, our souls and bodies. They become more than a paycheck. They become sacred offerings. And when that happens, when we can offer that day-to-day reality of our lives, when we can keep in the front of our mind that reality and truth that all things are being brought to their perfection by Him through whom all things were made, when we can fit our work into that, you know what that does to us? It makes us into saints. So all you saints, happy All Saints Day. In Jesus' name. Amen.